Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has announced he will not attend the Arab summit that begins tomorrow in Beirut. Word of the decision came just a few hours after Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said conditions are not ripe for Arafat to attend. The U.S. and Arab leaders have been pressuring Israel to ease those conditions. Arafat himself has called them unacceptable. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. He joins us now. Peter, what is known about Arafat's decision and why he's not going to continue to fight the Israeli conditions?
Well, what Palestinian aides and other Arab ministers are saying is that some of the conditions were just too much to accept. On Israeli television tonight, Prime Minister Sharon said, besides renouncing violence and preventing all attacks, that Israel must have assurances that it has the right to prevent Arafat from coming back if he did go to Beirut and there were attacks against Israel while he was gone. These kinds of conditions convinced Arafat, according to his aides, that it just was not worth the risk of going to Beirut and that he would just stay home.
But even if he's not physically present, if Arafat remains in Ramallah, will he still be talking to fellow leaders in Beirut?
That is still possible. There is a teleconferencing, video conferencing hookup available to him, we're told, and so he may be able to address the delegates from Ramallah, and in fact, he may be able to strike a more nationalistic tone, a stronger tone from Ramallah, where he's confined, and can draw emphasis on that, rather than if he had been there and have to watch his words more carefully.
Meanwhile, the violence continues. Reports today, two international observers were shot and killed in the West Bank. What can you tell us about that?
It's a group called Temporary International Presence in Hebron. They've been there since 1994. They're unarmed observers from European nations. These two were described as one Turk national, one Swiss, returning from Tel Aviv. They were using a road, we're told, frequented by settlers. The army says Palestinian gunmen opened fire, killing the two of them. Palestinians say no, it wasn't Palestinian gunfire. It may be a while before we know exactly what happened, but clearly, despite everyone's efforts, U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinnes and others, there has been no abatement in the violence.
Peter, thank you.
Thanks, Leanne.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.